Foley.
Sisters and I don't feel like dancing. This is Today FM attempting to make you feel like dancing between now and 4:30. Ireland, hi. Our text and WhatsApp's 0874 100 102. And it's Tuesday, and the gang's all here.
Hey!
The gang's all here. Rock on. I was Hacker T Dog. I was playing for you a couple of minutes ago. First song was Aha, Take On Me. First lyrics, talk. We're talking. But if you... okay. If you go and look up the lyrics for Aha, Take On Me, it says we're talking. We're talking away.
It's a very quick we're. Blink and you miss it.
We're talking away. But it's like we're talking away. Sorry, what?
We're talking away.
Yeah, but the what is like, it's supposed to be a full we're.
Take on me.
I've got Amba, Take a Chance on Me.
As a light entertainment mid-afternoon show, these are the kind of issues that
bother us
daily.
Oh, this is our bread and butter here now. This is exactly what radio's all about. If I can just get the flipping song to load.
Bear with.
You don't mind waiting, do you? Take me back to London from featuring Stormzy. Take me home to... Aha, Take On Me. Ah, there we go, it's loading. So we're talking away.
Yeah.
We're talking. We're talking away.
Uh-huh. Long intro.
There's no we're on that.
It's there, but it's almost not there.
Who are you codding?
It's a suggestion of the word
we're. There's no we're there. It's just talking.
He does a kind of a high-pitched we're, very short.
Do you know what? That's one of the situations where you've got a college essay due in tomorrow and the word count. You're adding an extra word in there. That's what it was writing the lyrics for that song.
Yeah, if you are submitting something, always go with the double line spacing.
Yeah.
That's the only tip I can give you.
Constantly looking at the word count.
Loads of quotes, like incredibly long, whole pages out of other books.
We're there, guys. I don't care what anybody says. Anyway, someone suggested it was Hacker T Dog. We're talking away. No, that's we're just normal men. We're just normal men.
This is a dog puppet talking to a real life woman in a studio on a kids' TV show.
It's been doing the rounds on Twitter for the last while. Look him up, Hacker T Dog. If you're of a certain age, maybe you would have watched CBeebies. It was after our time, because our era was Zig and Zag. And Gordon the Gopher, maybe to a certain degree. This guy, you would have seen him, like while you might have been working, you might have been at home during the day, you might have been in college. Stick on the telly, and you're like, oh, it's whoever the puppet is now on CBeebies, but you never would have stuck with it. He's like a little mongrel or a little terrier type kind of dog, but he's a puppet and he talks like this.
We're just normal men.
I've looked up the backstory behind this. Just random waffle, just nonsense he was coming up with. He's got loads of outtakes on YouTube and they're all hilarious. Genuinely, I've fallen in love with Hacker T-Dog. This is one of his best bits, though. We're just normal men.
We're just normal men.
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
It's her nose fart that makes the clip, and it is the clip that keeps on giving.
We need someone to do nose farts on our show. Orla, will you fart through your nose? Just
I could give it a try.
Go on, if you that's perfect.
Okay,
that's
okay.
All we
it's
need.
A good first step. Yeah.
And if you watch her in all the outtakes, actually, she always have you noticed that she's always grabbing
her
nose?
Yeah, she holds her nose. Yeah,
because she's trying not to nose fart all the time. That's what this show is missing. Is that charity song "We Are the World" from Ronan? No. "We Are Family" by Sister Sledge, Dave and Cullen? No. No one gets the extra listener bonus points this afternoon. I've got extra listener bonus points, though, because I was listening to Dermot and Dave today.
Oh, were you?
Aren't I such a good Today FM?
You're a company man.
I'm company. You cut me, I bleed yellow and blue.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to get that looked at?
Do you know what? I probably should call into my GP on the way home.
Your cholesterol levels, they're off the charts, my friend.
You cut me on this side,
uh-huh.
I bleed Dermot. This side, it's Dave.
Right, and where does Maria come out?
I don't want you to know. I'm not sharing that information. Anyway, it was a world of my walking the dog, world of my own, listening to Dermot and Dave this morning. And I'm walking along, and this lady overtakes me walking. I've the headphones on. I wasn't even expecting her until she's over. I'm like, oh, jeez, oh, my God. Overtaking me. And then instead of just walking straight on in her flow of traffic.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
She swerved right in front of me and immediately slowed down. Now, when this happens in traffic on the road, it makes me mad. But when it happens in humanity, in pedestrianisation, it's just bizarre. So I had to slow down. It's like we were in a queue. I had to slow down. And we were in the park, like.
Right.
So then I look like, then someone else is approaching us from the other direction, coming in our direction.
Oncoming traffic, yeah.
And he must think I'm a stalker weirdo.
Why is that guy walking really
He's
slowly
walking
behind that
really
woman?
Really close to that lady. Very strange. Once again, did an absolutely fantastic show this morning. Jealousy-inducing broadcasting.
Very consistent.
Well, do you know, that's talent and budget. Do you know the two things that
Huge
we don't
budget,
have?
Budget, is it? Yep.
Right, Hacker?
We're just normal men.
Yeah.
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
David Guetta and Mrs. Jam, If You Really Love Me. This is Today FM. Ireland, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. Let's do a roll call. Ray here, JP.
Ancha.
Orla Orman.
Ancha.
Ancha indeed. 0874-100-102. Top five TV on show, Ray. Nathan here. Top five TV puppets in no particular order. This is on the discussion of Hacker T Dog from the BBC. Or CBBS, of course, as it's known over there. Dustin. So top five puppets in no particular order.
Yeah, Dustin's a lock. He is in there straight away.
Straight away, of course, yeah. Represented Ireland on a national level and the international level and the Eurovision. Gordon the Gopher. He's not Gordon the Gopher. He's Gordon T. Gopher, isn't he?
Was he?
I think so. No more than Hacker T.
The
Dog.
The T stood for the.
I think so, yeah.
Right. And does he come with Andy Crane as a pair? Was it Andy Crane? Was it not Andy Crane? Or was it Andy Peters?
And there was Andy Peters, Andy Crane, and Philip Schofield, I think, may have all. There was the duck as well. Wasn't there the...
Not a fan of the duck.
Puppet duck. Roland Rat, Hacker T Dog, and Zig and Zag as a single entity. Zig and Zag are together as one. Which I think is unfair to both of those. No room for Snotzer. Sorry, from Nathan. Never a big fan of Snotzer. However, you've left out the Ultimates. Podge and Raj.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Zuppy maybe gets a look in. Maybe.
Brush Shields. Brush Shields. Pass a brush.
Brush Shields was not a pup.
No.
Who was working Brush Shields?
Brush Shields, a real person. Funny Friday. Hey, Ray, you'll have to trust me that I'm here for the show. I've had to stay outside the studio because I'm using a new sunscreen today and it stinks from Smelly Kate. Yeah, sorry, Smelly. You're not my Kate, are you, by any chance? Although my Kate, never smelly.
The lovely Kate.
The lovely Kate, always fragrant. There are some smelly sunscreens out there. Be careful, folks. On show, Ray, I'm a devil for the listener points, so I'm here religiously on the dot at 2 p.m. Love the show.
Hey!
From Dan in Wicklow. Dan, I'm docking you 7 listener points. Oof. For being a snivelling lick arse. No one gets listener points for Kissy Kissy Brown Nose, okay? And I'm on show. By the way, the listener points have absolutely no value. They're like the lira. There's...
Right, inflation has gone crazy on the listener points and they're worth nothing.
They're no use to you. Right. You need 5 million listener points for a loaf of Brennan's bread. On show, Ray, and I have a question. While you guys were away for the last few... We weren't away. It's like we were in prison. It was Red FM. Radio prison. I'm joking. While you guys were away for the last few years, did yourself and JP meet up and play music and talk rubbish every day? Just to stay sharp, from Joanne.
Sharp. This show. Joanne, come on.
Joanne, that is a top radio secret that you will never find the answer to. Where is it? We're just normal men. We're just innocent men.
We're just normal men.
Hacker T Dog again. Everyone in love with him.
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
She loses it. Kevin's over there, 0874-100-102. All right, Kevin.
Hello.
Ray.
Yeah.
JP.
Yeah.
We're just normal men. What do you mean, normal men? You know, normal men.
Innocent men.
I love the show.
Hey! Go on to that, Kevin. Shawn Mendes. There's nothing holding me back. Today FM. I want to follow where she goes. Holding me back. Shawn Mendes, there's nothing holding me back. This is Today FM. Ireland, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. A text. We're going down a sort of a, do you remember, rabbit hole that was unintended here, talking about puppets from this is Hacker T Dog. He's not a puppet from our youth. Maybe from yours. It's the last 10 years or so. He was on CBeebies. We're just normal men. We're innocent men.
We're just normal men.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
It's gold. We've been watching it for like the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Someone just texted in about it this afternoon. But like, if you ever wanted cheering up, and I constantly do need it cheering up, I always look at Hacker T Dog videos on YouTube. We're just normal men.
We're just normal men.
Then of course, talking about puppets and puppets we remember. Basil Brush was one. Podge and Roger we mentioned. Zig and Zag. Zig and Zag have to be the best, not just because of their status in our lives and the moment that they were big in our childhoods, but they genuinely. Have you read Chris Evans's book about his time on The Big Breakfast?
No,
it's the first of his. He's a couple of memoirs, but his first one talks about getting his break in television, working on The Big Breakfast, all that kind of thing, and how he was working with Zig and Zag, and the two. Zig and Zag or whoever the guys are behind them, that they're just geniuses, that they're just like hilarious. If you watch any of those clips of The Big Breakfast and Zig and Zag on The Big Breakfast back in the day, it's just unbelievable. They are just like, they were literally and figuratively on another planet.
They crossed over, they took Ireland by storm, and then they did the UK as well.
They were brilliant. I interviewed Zig and Zag not so long ago. It was for the comeback of The Den. Do you remember they did the comeback on the telly? Excuse me. And we'd Zig and Zag on the phone on two different lines. And they're so funny. Like, so Zig was like, and this is the thing, they've been around for years. For decades they've been around. But they haven't aged at all. They're exactly the same as they ever were. So, whatever happened, anyway, we were chatting to Zig for a little bit. And then I asked Zag a question. And the question I asked was, this is before the show had come back at all. I said, so tell us, Zag, how did it all come about? Or how did you guys make this happen? And he just completely deadpan said, they WhatsApped us.
In the voice.
They just sent us a WhatsApp. And I was expecting a big like, oh, do you know, did your people get in touch with their people? Was there huge demand? They WhatsApped us. And we said, yes.
There are much loved puppets, and then there are other puppets like Emu and Rod Hull. I never liked Emu; it was too aggressive, and also Orville the Duck was just too sad,
unnerving, off-putting. Yeah. Joanna's over there, all right, Joanna?
Hey, lads.
Hey, Joanna.
I'm tuning in late, though.
All right.
But I was just wondering, did you not mention Bosco?
Oh my God!
Seriously?
Oh.
I don't remember Bosco.
We never remembered Bosco. We remember Bosco, but Bosco just isn't up there. Sorry about that, Joanna.
Joanna and Galway.
Joanna.
Love the show.
Hey! Ray Foley.
Alright.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that winded me. Ooh. Oh, God above. Got me right in the kidney.
Got a stitch.
Ooh. Ooh, I got a stitch. Ooh. Bruno.
Locked out of heaven. Bruno Mars today, FM. Ireland, good afternoon.
Hey,
we've got €200 in cash to give away every day this week, and at the end of the week, I'm going to need a couple of oohs. A trip to New York City.
Ooh.
Indeed. The OnPlus Money Currency Card is a prepaid MasterCard, allowing you to purchase and top up 16 currencies, including Euro, on a single card. You can use it in millions of shops, restaurants and ATMs worldwide, including New York City.
Ooh. Yeah.
They also provide free 24-hour global assistance and emergency cash if you lose your card abroad. And in association with the OnPost Money Currency Card from MasterCard, your chance to win the trip for two people, four-night stay, two people, four-star in New York. We got return flights. And the way this is working is winner stays on. Lisa won yesterday. So we need someone to take on Lisa in the quiz this afternoon. If you want to get in to win, text NY. How about that? NY. New York, NY, 087-4100-102. Text in now along with your name and where you're from, and we'll try and get you on to play the quiz in just a few minutes. I'll give you 30 seconds, answer as many questions as you can. Whoever gets the most right answers wins. Lisa won yesterday. You want to take her on this afternoon? NY, along with your name and where you're from, 087-4100-102. Text it in. We'll play the quiz in a couple of minutes on Today FM. I'm not sure of what I see. Snoop Dogg, Justin Timberlake and Science. This is Today FM, Ireland. All signs pointing to New York City this Friday. Give me the chance to win a trip to New York on us, all with thanks to the OnPost Money Currency Card. It's a prepaid MasterCard that allows you to purchase and top up 16 currencies, including Euro, on a single card. Terms and conditions apply, though, like these.
OnPost Money Currency Card is issued by PPS EU SA pursuant to license by MasterCard International. PPS EU SA is authorised by the National Bank of Belgium and is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland for conduct of business rules.
I find it somewhat insulting that they didn't trust me to be able to just read.
I was just going to say that lady has the kind of voice you would trust.
But how could... All it takes
you could
is
be
just,
taking the mic, though, if you were to do those.
But you could have just printed them off and I would have done a straight voice.
Would you?
I would have been amazing at
would
that.
You? Okay.
I'm just... I can be trusted for this kind of serious thing. Anyway, that ship has sailed. That plane has taken off. And it's going to New York City. It was Lisa that was on with us yesterday.
Defending champion, yeah.
All right, Lisa.
All right.
All right, darling, how are you? Hello?
Oh, we lost Lisa.
Oh, she's there. Yeah, you're there.
No,
hello.
No.
I want to make sure I can hear you. Yeah, how are you?
I'm good.
Very good. You're in Kildare, yeah?
I am.
Okay, what are you up to today, aside from just waiting all day for this quiz to happen?
I'm between places. I'm in the car again.
Right,
I'm on
okay.
the road again.
Well, that's good. Because you were saying you work visiting patients, going from patient to patient. Is that right?
Well, I work for the addiction services in the HSE. So, okay. Yeah, different services I would go to see and make sure that they're doing what they need to do.
Oh, I got you. You're between... I know you're mostly based in Kildare then?
Kildare, West Wicklow and South and West Dublin is my... patch.
Oh, Jakers, you've got a big patch then. Well covered.
Big enough.
All right, let's see if we can extend your patch as far as North America. Stay there for me. Hang on. Taking on Lacey this afternoon. Rory's over there. All right, Rory.
Well, guys, how you doing?
Hello, sir. Where in the world are you?
I'm in Castle Blaney in County Monaghan.
I've heard of it. And what are you up to today?
I'm sitting in the car, getting out of the wind so I can talk to you on the phone.
Good shout. What are you working or what are you up to?
Well, I am an ecologist, so I kind of like do ecology sort of stuff, but I am just in the office today.
An ecologist?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
A Castle Blaney-based ecologist.
What does that entail on a daily basis?
Ecology, you know,
short story, please, there, Rory, if you can.
looking at plants and animals, seeing how many of them are out there, and then telling everybody that we need more of them, basically.
Right. Who do you work for? Can you tell us who you work for?
Well, I was working for Monaghan County Council, but I just kind of changed jobs there recently, so I'm working in a different place currently.
Okay, fair enough. Right, New York. I don't know if there's much ecology in the middle of New York, Manhattan.
No, a lot of animals, but the wrong kind.
Keep an eye out for us if you win, all right? We'll start with ladies first. Lisa, what set of questions, A or B, do you want, Lisa?
I'll go B today.
Ooh. B today. Okay, B it is. I've got loads of questions here. We've got 30 seconds. We'll get through as many as we can. Answer as many right as you can. And whoever gets the most right goes through to tomorrow. 200 euro on the line every day. You won 200 yesterday, Lisa.
Yep.
And another 200 today, potentially. Are you ready, madam?
I am.
Oh, there's one more term and condition. Even if I've started, if we run out of time, it's up. Just to make it fair. So as soon as it goes off, even if I've started... and the bell, if I've started asking like the last question and the bell goes, anyway.
When he started, he will not finish.
I'm not finished.
No.
That's it. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Okay, just in case people are looking up. Right, Lisa, if you're ready, so am I. I'll go as quickly as I can. Your time starts now. What US city is known as the Windy City?
Chicago.
Which country has the largest population?
China.
What's the name of the world's second tallest mountain?
K2, Kilimanjaro.
In which country was the first organised marathon held?
Greece.
What three colours make up the Italian flag?
Red, green and white.
You got 5 out of 5.
Just
there.
Got in
well
there. 5 out of 5.
Well done. Well done. Windy City, Chicago. The country with the largest population is China. The world's second tallest mountain is K2. Greece was the first marathon, and red, white, and green on the Italian flag. You were on fire this afternoon, lady. Well done. You stay there for me. Let me go over to Rory. Ready, Rory?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
Here we go. We got. We'll get as many questions. We've got 30 seconds, and your time starts now. Cambodia is located in which continent?
Asia.
What's the currency of Sweden?
Oh, the crown. Krona.
Name one of the 5 great lakes of the US.
Lake Erie.
Daft Punk are from which country?
France.
Where would you find the Golden Gate Bridge?
San Francisco.
What's the largest ocean in the world?
Pacific.
Jacinda Ardern is the Prime Minister of which country?
Ardern. New Zealand.
What's the capital of Canada?
Ottawa.
You are out of time. You are out of time, sir. You're out of time, out of bounds. Hang on, let me go through them. Cambodia is located in Asia. Do you say the krona or the krona? Swedish krona is in Sweden. The 5 Great Lakes are the Lake Superior, Lake Ontario, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, and Lake Erie. You got it, Lake Erie. Daft Punk are from France. The Golden Gate Bridge is in San Francisco. The largest ocean in the world is the Pacific. Jacinda Ardern is the Prime Minister of New Zealand. And Ottawa is the capital of Canada. That is 8 out of 8. Wow.
You blitzed
brilliant.
It.
Brilliant. Well
stuff.
Done.
Well done.
Thank you.
Lisa, we're sorry to say goodbye to you, but you do have 200 euro from yesterday, so well done. Lisa, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just saying, well done.
Oh, well done. Don't be congratulating them.
No.
For sticking.
None of that.
We want you at each other's throats. Go on, have a good day. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks a million.
Cheers,
bye.
Lisa. Congrats. Bye, 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 bye. 200 euro. That's not bad.
Not bad
not
at all.
Be sniffed at. And Rory, you come back tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. I'll be
excellent.
Back tomorrow. Yeah.
That means you're going to be defending every day now. Don't sleep tonight. Bone up in your... It's geographical general knowledge we're talking about. Listen, Okay. Fair play, 200 euro for you, and you're in to win at the end of the week. Oh, with thanks to the OnPus Money currency card, that prepaid MasterCard, 16 currencies all over the world. Well done, sir. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks very much, guys.
Coldplay, an adventure of a lifetime. This is Today FM. And the music you love, Ireland, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley, JP.
How you doing?
Orla Ormond is here too.
Good afternoon.
You guys use TripAdvisor at all? Do you ever go
Do you
go on Trip before you go over?
I like to know if a place is good or not.
See, the thing is with TripAdvisor for me is as soon as I'm like, oh, this... I go on the hotel website, first of all. Or someone mentions, do you know where it's nice? You should go there. Go on the hotel website. Oh, this is gorgeous. Oh, there's a swimming pool. Look at a spa. Hey, Kate, check this out. They've got a spa. I think we should go here. This is gorgeous. Kids are like, go on TripAdvisor and have a look. And they could have like 500 glowing, amazing, wonderful reviews. And they'll have one person saying, I didn't like the spa. I'm like, I'm not good. That's it. I'm not going. I hate it now. Or did you use TripAdvisor at all?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
And it's trying to decipher the negative reviews of ones that are genuine. And ones that are just someone who's in a bad mood.
That's it. The other thing as well, I suppose it's par for the course now as well. As soon as you're checking out, they always say to you, be sure to jump on TripAdvisor, leave us a review, tell us how much you enjoyed your stay.
I always imagine the bad reviews are from a rival hotel. Or I really don't like the bad reviews where they give one star and their sole reason for giving one star is, I don't know.
Just a tiny thing.
My sheets weren't tucked in when I entered the hotel room.
I didn't like the sausages.
Yeah. One star.
They've listed the top 10. TripAdvisor have listed their top 10 Irish hotels and top 10 Irish B&Bs. This is for last year, but the official thing is today. Let me have a... County Clare doing very well, actually. They're in the top 10. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 in Clare. Including the number one, actually. Sheedy's Doolin, County Clare, is the number one B&B. I like a nice B&B. I've done a B&B a couple of times.
Yeah. I like beds and I like breakfast.
Yeah, so put the two of them together. Mm. You've got the perfect combination.
Onto a winner.
It's ringing. Who are we ringing?
Is it Sheedy's? It's Sheedy's, yeah.
It's Ring Claire.
Okay.
Congratulate them. Give them our heartfelt congratulations.
Number one. That's a big deal.
Yep. Do you know what? They're probably crazy busy.
Yeah, booked out. Phones hopping. Pat on the phones has run off his feet.
I can't get a reservation.
One star review. You didn't answer your phone.
Thank you for calling Shidi Student.
Oh, here we go.
We reopen March the 12th.
Ah, here we
for
go.
For all reservation inquiries, please email info@shidisdoolan.com.
March the 12th.
That's info@shidisdoolan.com. Thank you.
Hello, Shidi Student. We just wanted to congratulate you on the Today FM calling, congratulating you on your success in number one position as Ireland's top B&B last year.
Congratulations and celebrations.
Thank you. Goodbye. So that's Sheedy's Doolin. Going through the top 10 list, we've got the Sea Breeze Lodge in Galway, the River House in Dunloe in County Kerry, Oran Hill Lodge in Oranmore, County Galway, the Wild Atlantic Lodge in Lahinch in County Clare, Ashley Park House in Nenagh in County Tipperary, and just down the road in Doolin from the number one is Daly's House, the number seven.
Ah, oh,
you know what?
Two in the top 10 and both in Doolin. Sworn enemies, gotta be.
I'm gonna see if they. Do you know what? I'm gonna see if they'll answer their phone.
This is the real test right here. So this is Daly's House, Doolin.
Just trying to get it now, sorry.
Punching in the digits.
Oh, man. Get in there. That's not working. It's not working, man. Yeah, read it out to me. Sorry. Sorry, I'll kill the mics. One second. Read it out to me because it's not working. Of course it's not working. Brilliant. I had it. It's saved in.
It's ringing.
This is lucky number seven now. There's nobody in County Clare answer their phone these days.
Not before five. What's that noise in the background? What is that? What's that
noise.
Beeping thing?
It's not ringing noise.
It's coming from the White Yolk.
What the... Do you know what? I'm dying for a B&B.
Yeah.
I'd love a break in Doolin County.
Hi, Susan here, Daly's B&B in Doolin. Please leave your name, a number, and I'll get back to you. Many thanks. Bye.
Susan, hi. Today FM calling. Just wanted to wish you congratulations and fair play on number seven, lucky number seven in TripAdvisor's top B&Bs in the world ever. Enough of that. Goodbye, Susan. Farewell. Do you know what?
What's that?
I'm calling a hotel next.
What is that?
Absolutely disgraceful. Wouldn't answer a bloody phone. Ringing all bloody afternoon. Outraged and incensed. You put just say hit send on that, would you?
That's okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, going down through the list of TripAdvisor's top B&Bs. And none of them answering their phone today. So
looks like there'll be no sausages in bed for you, right?
You know what? This was the ultimate blag, is what this was.
Yeah.
Because you do the whole thing. Ah, just ringing to wish you congratulations. Want to wish you all the very best. Bye now. The slow goodbye. Bye now.
Waiting for them to say, ah, Ray, will you ever come down and
would
visit
you call
us?
Down, we'll look after you.
Desperate for a freebie he was.
Rang on the obvious blag. No answer. Ridiculous. I tell you what, they're not going to be making number one this time next year on the TripAdvisor number ones.
Now other people on the list are saying that if we ring them...
No, we're not ringing anybody. No. We only wanted to get the number one. Then we said we ring their neighbours and they wouldn't answer the phone either.
Sorry, Hazelwood Lodge. We know you're great.
Those two dueling be texts and WhatsApps 0874-100-102. They're all out having pints celebrating together from Angela. Do you know what? They probably are, actually.
Well deserved.
It's a great result for them. Lads, Phil Cawley would be proud of you with the live phone call shambles from Dave and Kilkenny. Keeping the spirit of the live phone call shambles alive here on Today FM. And lads, don't you know they're busy changing dirty bed sheets this time and they don't have time for your SH1T from Gary. Gary, you're absolutely right. They're far too big. They're people doing actual work out there. I suppose I should consider that. Ireland, we play the music you love. This station is Today FM. The Foo Fighters and Learn to Fly. Oh. I'm absolutely exhausted after that now.
Knackered.
I'm knackered.
Right.
I'm knackered. What a song. Learn to Fly from the Foo Fighters. Also well done. Wasn't it Helen that won all the cash in the TFM cash machine this afternoon?
Helen in Portlaoise.
What?
Helen in Portlaoise.
Portlaoise?
Mm-hmm.
Over here, Rick. Over here.
Let's try that again. No, we can do it. We can do it. Or that, we can do it.
I wasn't undermining you at all, I swear.
Portlaoise?
Yeah.
Portlaoise?
Yeah.
Portlaoise? Portlaoise, yeah. Is it Portlaoise or Portlaoise?
Portlaoise.
Yeah.
Portlaoise.
Well, I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, tremendous fun all around.
Having tremendous fun. See, this is about Love Island, actually. You know Love Island? You know they're Love Islands.
I've heard of the show.
Love Islands. They're all in the villa. They're all gorgeous. And they've no cop on any of them. Another rumoured contestant for Love Island 2022 has been revealed.
Are they celebrity contestants or are
no,
they...
No, these are just normies. Okay. Like, well, hang on. They go... They. It seems that the producers sort of trawl through Instagram, find gorgeous people on there that might have a load of followers. So they might be Instagram famous in some cases. And then they say to them, do you want to be on Love Island? And then they send them off into the villa.
Do they have like rankings of where their relationship is when they're on the island that involves saying we're exclusive or we're official? Did I overhear that once?
What do you mean?
Depending, like you could be in a situation where you're open, you're with somebody nominally on the island, but you're open to jumping to another more attractive ship.
Is that what the whole game is, though?
Yeah.
That's the whole nature.
Well, you can declare it, can't you, that you're, it's like some variation of exclusive or official, and therefore you can't be split. Does that happen, Orla?
Yes,
or Ormond? It does happen.
Yeah, they do proposal like ceremonies.
Oh, come on.
When they're like, will you be my girlfriend or will you be my boyfriend? It's very cringy.
I love it. According to The Sun, bosses recently met with 27-year-old chartered surveyor Joe Bryan.
I actually thought that was the name of the person first. Chartered surveyor.
Chartered surveyor.
For a second, when you started that chartered, I...
And he's very good looking, right. Joe Bryan. Any chartered surveyors listening this afternoon? Are chartered surveyors like quantity surveyors?
I don't know.
Or is it different? Chartered surveyor. Let me look up what exactly a chartered surveyor does.
A quantity of what exactly does a quantity surveyor survey?
Chartered.
And are they any relation to a chartered accountant?
A chartered surveyor could provide vital professional services and advice related to property, land and construction. An experienced chartered surveyor will have a high level of technical property and market knowledge, which means they're able to provide trusted advice on which to base your property decisions. I can't wait for this year's Love Island. It's going to be great crack.
Ray Foley.
Elvis JX had a little less conversation. This is Today FM. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley's in and out with you. How are you? Find the music you love. Hey, Ray, listening live in Vancouver. Hey, Vancouver. Hey, isn't it A? Hey, Vancouver, Ray. Were you in Toronto or Vancouver, Orla Ormond?
Toronto.
Toronto.
Yes.
So where's Toronto based, or where's Vancouver in relation to Toronto and vice versa?
Kind of opposite ends of the country. Vancouver's very west.
Oh, Toronto's on the other side. Yes. Okay, right. So who's on this side? Toronto is?
Yep.
Right. So not the far side then?
Far side is Vancouver.
So it's the other side of the world nearly then.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Vancouver. We're listening every morning. Could you wish my beautiful wife, Michelle, the very happiest birthday today? Love from Liam. And Ray, love the show.
Hey!
Liam and Michelle
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, actually, we just said A when you said love the show.
A.
Can we do that more Canadian? Love the show.
A.
A little bit of maple syrup there. And one of those hats and a moose.
What was the TV show with the mounted man in it? Go on.
Sorry,
you know this. There was a TV show that was based around a Canadian mounted
Mounties.
No, like going east or going west.
Oh,
or
going north.
Going north, was it?
Northward bound.
Oh.
Northern mount.
You're getting...
Northern bound.
What's it like listening to two very stupid people on the radio?
Speaking of two very stupid people on the radio, our discussion about Love Island, of course, trying to decipher Love Island as two men in their early 40s. It's like, and do they go in? And do they have enough sun cream? And do they?
And what's the? Would they be kissing now? Would they be kissing? would they do a line?
Where do they get the
with each other?
Yeah.
As in a relationship?
And where do they get the drinks from? Do they have enough to do enough water? Because you have to stay hydrated in the Mediterranean sun. A quantity surveyor. This is the hunky. By the way, the article I'm reading here about the hunky quantity surveyor. This it says in the Sun, it says hunk alert exclamation mark.
Okay, do you have a hunk alert?
I'm concerned about my wife looking through my browse history and seeing this hunk alert.
Oh God.
Love Island lineup hot surveyor Joe O'Brien for 2022 series. I don't know if Joe O'Brien has it on his business card. Hot surveyor.
Ray, is he an absolute dish? I only want to see him if he's a dish.
He's gorgeous. He's only a young fella, but he's a good looking young fella, Joe. It's Joe Bryan. I was asking, is he a quantity surveyor? No, he's a chartered surveyor. Jay's been in touch. He said a quantity surveyor can be a chartered surveyor. So can other surveyors, such as land surveyors, building surveyors, from a chartered engineer who looks down his nose at surveyors. Being so-called chartered demonstrates competency. So a chartered quantity surveyor is competent at counting things, just like my four-year-old child.
Oh,
from Jay. Jay, give over.
Wow.
We don't need any sick burns. We don't need your hot takes about surveyors this afternoon. That's just if you're chartered, that means you're recognised by a regulatory body.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not a chartered DJ.
No.
I'm not recognised by any...
There is no regulatory body. Well,
this
no
is a bop.
This is brilliant. This is the new song.
A vibe.
New song from Lizzo, about damn time, today at FM. Jess Glynn, Hold My Hand, and today FM. Thank you for playing Lizzo's new song. Yeah, Lizzo's About Damn Time. Play that just before that. Thanks for playing Lizzo's new song. Not used to the clean version. It's brilliant from Emer. Emer, it is brilliant. And it is about damn time that Lizzo gave us a clean version so we could play it on afternoon radio. Due South was the name of the...
Oh, yeah.
He was a Mountie, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Due South. Then what was Northern Exposure, which was the one I... Northward Bound. Northern Exposure.
Was that involving a doctor in Alaska?
I don't know. By the way, well done to everyone who texted about Due South. Tracy, Dave and Lixna, Jenny, another Jenny, Michael, Lachlan, Andrea, Jackie, another Jacqueline, all knowing stuff, and us while we're not knowing stuff.
Ray
Foley. Your correspondence this afternoon.
JFM weather.
With Iberdrola, proud to provide energy for your future.
Gusty and blustery.
Well, what was that?
Sorry,
you talking to me here.
I was.
I'm living on my nerves here.
I was actually looking at just Erling Haaland goals on Twitter. Gusty and blustery with some sunny spells and the odd shower. Highs of 13 to 17 degrees. Today, FM News. I'll hopefully have more on the last word at half four.
Well, as long as you're enjoying yourself,
fully invested in delivering the news. Well,
barreling through, he was. I couldn't leave it
on Lilt. It's impossible to get cans of Lilt anymore.
Lies,
says someone, or indeed tins of Lilt. I can only find bottles in the shops. An old can used to be my hangover go-to, but now I just have to suffer from James. James, would you not buy the bottle and just drink it out of the bottle instead?
It tastes different. It tastes different.
Of course, there's a slight taste difference, but
I was in some shop in Dublin recently where they did have tins of Lilt.
Well, there you go. Come to Dublin, James, where the streets are paved with tins of Lilt.
Ray Foley.
Today FM. Where did you go? And the music you love, Ireland can ask them. Where did you go? Where did you go? Portobello.
Right. for me, it was Sarajevo last year.
Orla.
Just nipped out to make a cup of tea.
Portobanus, Sarajevo, out to make a cup of tea. There are your three answers there, Monique. Monique. Jax Jones. Today FM. I never told you.
What?
I went to see Doctor Strange. That's not the name of my GP.
Wait.
I went to see Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. That's not the name of my local cinema.
First question. What's a multiverse?
It's where all of the these universe we're living in, there's loads of them. And that's the multiverse.
I thought the idea of a universe was that was everything.
No.
Oh.
There's multiple universes, and that then is, that's collectively known as the multiverse.
And that's science.
There you go, write it down. So went to see, you need to have seen, I'm not spoiling, no spoilers here. A spoiler-free zone, took the two kids, you don't need to have seen the first Doctor Strange. But then if you're going to see Doctor Strange 2, you will be somewhat familiar with the Marvel Universe broadly.
And it's child-friendly.
Yeah, fairly. There are some scary bits in it. They're 7 and 10. So a couple of scary bits. It's 12 A's. Am I going to get done now for taking them to...
Probably, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. That's all I needed now. I have the Tusla knocking on the door as I'm leaving this afternoon.
Ray, we just wanted to pay you a house visit.
Excellent news. Great. Ken, if you're listening, lock the door.
We're not in.
It's not the license inspector this time.
We've gone to Puerto Venus. Come here. This movie.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. It helps if you've seen WandaVision, actually, which, by the way, is brilliant. Excellent. It's a TV show on Disney Plus. If you haven't watched it, like, it's truly, oh, so good. And it's like, she's brilliant in it. Elizabeth Olsen. It's a very heartfelt, of course it's superheroes and it's comics and all, but it's a really, really beautiful story about love and relationships and loss. So it helps to have seen that and then watched the movie, but I can't, that's all I can tell you. So good.
This is Benedict Cumberbatch. I was never a fan of Cumberbatch, and then I am now a fan.
Oh yeah, he's great in this.
Yeah,
he's good. He has an American accent in this, which is slightly off-putting. But it's very good. If you're into the Marvels, it's very good. It's not brilliant. The lads were somewhat disappointed because the one they'd seen before that was the Spider-Man film, No Way Home, where all of the bad... Everyone knows this at this stage, but all of the bad guys from across the multiverse, from all of the Spider-Man films, all show up in the last of the Spider-Man films that was out before Christmas, including Dr. Octopus, and he's got a moment in the trailer and in the film, but in the trailer it's like one of the big reveals where like cars have been smashed left, right and centre and the bridge is about to crumble and people are being attacked and Spider-Man swoops in to save the day, and who appears only from the past out of a wormhole? It's Dr. Octopus, and he goes, "Hello, Peter." Hairs in the back of the neck stuff. Absolutely incredible. And the lads were in the dentist's yesterday while we were on. They had to go to yesterday afternoon while we were on air. The two boys, my two kids, my wife took them to the dentist. When I got in, she said, "I've got something to tell you about Spider-Man and Marvel and all that business." I said, "Oh yeah, what is it?" And my youngest, Andrew, 7, got into the chair. They put the sunglasses, you know, the goggles, the visors on him.
Eye protectors, yeah.
Yeah, much like Dr. Octopus has.
Right.
In the Spider-Man films. The dentist pushes the button to elevate, you know, like the, because he's only a kid. Mm. So the chair's rising. He's sitting in the chair, all of these implements and tools all around him, the light over his head with the arm on it. He's got the sunglasses on. Goes up the chair and he says, "Hello, Peter."
Well played, Andrew.
I've never been more proud. Mm. I've never, honestly, never been more proud. To the dentist. "Hello, Peter." 7 years of age. Ah, amazing. Today FM. Calvin Harris and Rihanna, this is what you came for? No, it's the last word.
Always.
It's definitely the last. Thankfully, it's just moments away now. Moments away. JP's been looking through the roster of Marvel movies. The next one is Thor, I think we're most looking forward to.
Love and Thunder in July, yeah.
And that's, I think that's going to be the fourth Thor film, is it?
Yes.
Love and Thunder, directed again by Taika Waititi, and it's going to be fantastic.
You got your Black Panthers as well in November, and then Ant-Man and the Wasp in February next year.
Not the Ant-Man generally hasn't had a great showing. You'd still go, because
you're
it's
making
like
a superhero out of an ant, you're really reaching.
You are.
Bottom of the barrel stuff, that.
What's next? Daddy Longlegs, man.
Phone man, wallet man. I'm literally looking at stuff on the desk in front of me. Pen man.
Mouse man.
Computer screen man. Mic live light man.
Do you know what? Mouse man isn't a bad idea.
Very specific.
There's so much we didn't get to do.
Oh,
no. Yeah. With so much planned, believe it or not, but we just didn't get to do it. We didn't get to do one more dime.
Mm.
One more dime. For the one more time hitmakers, Daft Punk. Tell us about their dime bar addiction.
Yeah.
They're mad for dime bars. They can't have one without having one more dime. We didn't get to do Benedict Cumbersome.
Yep.
For Doctor Strange himself, Benedict Cumberbatch reveals his clumsy side.
Oh, he's so lovely.
He's Benedict Cumbersome. And we didn't get to do Benedict Cumberbatchelor's Beans.
Yeah.
Where Benedict Cumberbatch tells us he's a bachelor's beans man. He won't have a tin of Heinz in the house. No. But he does like the Heinz ketchup. He's funny like that.
Akira the chef's also. Matt's on the way next. Have a lovely evening. Ray Foley.